K-Rock Football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.
Mentioning before the break that some big news, and joining us, we haven't even said hello to the Deputy Chair, but he has joined us in the box. Ash West has joined us, the Deputy Chair of AFL Bowen. Ash, thanks for joining us. There's some big news, obviously. We had some news during the week about the Ballerine Football Netball League's final series, and I know King has been sweating on this information the whole week. Sean Atkinson at AFL Bowen would have been getting emails and phone calls from the great man all week, I suspect. But it's good of you to join us, and you've been able to make some, you're going to be able to make an announcement around the finals for the GFNL, and the commission met during the week and made some decisions. What's happening in terms of finals?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we did. And look, it is they're always big announcements, the finals announcements. Everyone's keen to know. So I don't think Kingy's been the only one ringing to try and find out what's happening. But no, look, we're really, really pleased to be able to announce that our finals this year will be played at West in the lead up to the grand final, which will be confirmed to be played at GMHBA Stadium. So really big, really lot of work that's gone into the behind the scenes to be able to make this decision. Clearly last year we went that way, and just the success of the event with over 10,000 people who turned up has really given us a real indication that that in order to cater for something that's in the region that's now this big, we need to be able to go somewhere that's going to cater for that number of people, and GMHBA is the only place that we can do it. Great to be able to get to the point where we've been able to confirm the financials and the operations and all those sorts of things to the point where we've been able to make the decision, which I think is great for the local community.
Absolutely, and I think that was the thing. It came down to dollars and cents in the end. I know that Kingy and we'd spoken to Jared Griffin a few times about, from the Stadium Trust perspective, but also then from your perspective as well, but being able to make it work for both parties, obviously. You've been able to get to that stage?
Yeah, we have. And look, what I'll say is that the Kinnear Park Trust with Jared and also the Cats with Steve Hocking and the team that he's got there have been absolutely outstanding. So we've all come to it with a view that we wanted this to happen. It wasn't straightforward. We're a community organisation going into what's a large professional stadium, and sometimes those two things aren't entirely compatible. But the backing that we've got from them to be able to step in and help us facilitate some things with costs has meant that we're now really confident that we can pull this day off without making a loss, which is what we did obviously last year to an extent. But it's been great collaboration, so I've been really happy with that.
Same day, AFL Grand Final Eve, is that right?
Yep,
on the Friday.
And look, and this is something obviously that we've kind of pioneered a little bit to some extent with the first country league that's stepped into that and generated some really good interest. I think the proof was in the pudding last year when we saw over 10,000 people turn up, which we're really trying to make this a day that's not just about GFNL Grand Finals. It's actually a broader community engagement day as well. We've got the netball that we can have there. It's just a good day for families to come together on a day that there's actually not that much going on and make it a real celebration of local footy and netball. So that's really important.
There were some activations and other things last year, so same sort of thing for this year?
Yeah, we haven't confirmed those yet, but that's the kind of feel that we're going for with it. Yeah, absolutely.
Timing-wise?
Haven't locked that in yet. So
last year was obviously 2 or 2:30.
But yeah, last year was traditional sort of time, but we're still talking about that. So there is a possibility that it may get pushed back a little bit, and we might be able to finish that sort of a bit later in the day.
Yep.
But there's still some logistics and things to be sorted out there. So we'll confirm that in the lead up.
What would be the advantages and the thinking behind if it was to start a bit later, Ash? What's the thinking and rationale if that was to happen?
Yeah, I think again, if you're going to have a day where, as I said, it's bigger than the footy and the netball. It's a day where you can bring everybody together and celebrate, you know, what's been the end to a pretty big year. Having something a bit different where you can actually play maybe the last bit of the game under lights is something that we'd certainly like to see. It brings a different feel to the stadium. You can do a few more things with the activations around the lights and that sort of stuff as well. So keen to explore what that might look like. As I said, it's still a little bit of water to go under that bridge before we make a final call.
And are you able to reveal what the backup plan was if GMHBA fell through? What was plan B?
We had a few clubs that applied to be hosts of the grand final. So obviously playing all the finals at Wests was an option. Playing the first couple there and the last couple at other venues that like Leopold and other things were certainly considerations as well if that had fallen through. So one of the difficulties you've got if you're playing finals all through those 4 weeks is ground condition.
Yep.
If we couldn't play it at GMHBA, then we probably would have split it across two grounds.
Ash, last year when the finals were at GMHBA, the people weren't able to go onto the ground. Do you know whether that's going to be something that's allowed this year, or is that dependent on sort of what other programs are happening at the at GMHBA?
Yeah, look, we really understand the need and the want for people to go onto the ground as far as grand finals, especially celebrating after the game with their teams. It's really important, and it's an important part of grassroots footy, so we absolutely understand that. Last year was a bit tricky with the scheduling of the games. This year, the scheduling is not quite as tight for GMHBA, so the next AFL women's game, I think, is a bit later in the week, so we're not hampered by time. So we're really hopeful that we'll be able to do that, but again, it probably just depends a little bit on weather conditions in the lead-up. So if we get a day like it is today where it's been raining and we're playing three games on there, then who knows? But certainly the intention of both AFL Bowen and the Trust is to get people on the ground if we can.
The last year there was three games, so the under 18 Division 1, there will be three games again this year. Yep. Is that that's
right.
The plan?
Yep.
Because there was discussion about whether it might just be the reserves and the seniors, but the under 18s as well?
Yep, that's right. Yep, all three games.
That's great.
Yep.
And in terms of then ticketing and like getting in, it was like, you know, Gate 13 becomes, you know, the mecca because everyone wants to get in on that side of the ground. In terms of the logistics, have you learnt? Obviously, you and the Trust have learnt a bit in the last 6 or so months of discussing how it all worked the first time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's a good problem to have.
Yeah.
Trying to work out how you can get so many people into the ground. So, yeah, we clearly learnt a lot from that. So we were a little bit hampered last year by the configuration of the fencing. So that caused us a few issues with getting people into the ground. We'll definitely have ticket windows open this year. We'll be doing a lot more advertising around, and probably some financial incentives as well around getting people to buy tickets online before they get there so they can get into the ground a lot easier. So, those logistical things, you know, we've absolutely learnt a lot
from that.
As I said, they're all good problems to have, but you go through this process and you learn things along the way. We put the fixes and the remedies in place, which is what we've been working through over the last few weeks to make sure that we can get that sorted.
And Ash, just branching off from that, obviously you would have sought feedback from, you know, a number of different groups. Did you approach each club and did they get to give feedback or mainly just the two participating clubs on the day?
No, so we've certainly been a conversation that we've had at president's meetings and other things and other engagements that we've had with clubs over the course of the year. And look, the feedback... and it's an interesting one because the feedback's always a bit mixed. It doesn't matter what question we ask clubs, the feedback's always a bit mixed. But again, the clubs that participated on the day, barring a couple of the logistical things which we're hoping we can tidy up, was overwhelmingly incredibly positive. And when we look at where we sit as a regional competition, the ability for us to really highlight this as something unique in the Geelong Footy League is also then a talking point for players who may want to come and play in the league as well, because the opportunity to come and play a grand final on GMHBA Stadium, if you're a club in contention, might be the thing that actually swings you to being able to recruit some players and have players stick around for your club as well. So I think it's a really good talking point for the league. We saw last year we got some really good publicity around having the game on the Good Friday, or not the Good Friday, the Friday public holiday. And the crowds that we got also created some really good momentum. So we also want to make sure that we continue that momentum as well.
And also just a final one, the timing as well. Obviously, you have to pay for how long you use the facility. Last year, it was pretty much game done and everyone vacated the venue within, you know, sort of 10 to 15 minutes. And, you know, just allowing people to sort of celebrate and mingle a little bit, is that a possibility or is that something that you've spoken about and looked at this time around?
Yeah, it's certainly something we've spoken about. The timing's really tight. So, and again, when you want people to come onto the ground, getting people off the ground then becomes a problem. So that then starts to impact on the timing around things as well. So we're still in conversations with the Trust about what that looks like. But again, they're things that we learnt from last year, and we're really conscious that the last thing we want to do is have, you know, this great celebration of country footy and then go, right, everybody out and turn the lights off. So we're conscious of that, but we're also aware that, as I said before, you know, we're a country league going to play in a professional stadium, and there's rules and regulations around these things that we don't have to contend with at other grounds.
You had a number of clubs, you said, that put their hands up. We just spoke about the Ballerinas, obviously, at Newcombe again this year, which is great for them, and also Port Arlington, which is traditional. But a few GFNL clubs also put their hands up for the finals itself too, which is good for those clubs to actually be in the mix.
Yeah, it is. And it shows a lot of the work that clubs are doing around their facilities and the ability for them to be able to host big games as well. So I think finals in the lead-ups, one thing. Grand final, as we said, with the number of people we got, is probably a different proposition and probably it also... indicates a little bit that we've got a gap between the GMHBA stadium type level and the community level ground. So I know there's been a lot of conversation about a second tier ground in this region. I think we've shown a real need and a want for that as well. But it is great that we're having money put into our facilities and seeing them upgraded to the point where they're comfortable to host big games and finals, which is great.
And just on a facilities perspective, great announcement for Newtown to have the women's, the girls' facilities being put into theirs. And obviously there'll be lots more discussion around infrastructure and facilities for all the leagues around here.
Yeah. We're in a... look at what's happening in country footy across the state, and we're in a really privileged position that we've got a fair bit of growth happening here. And so that introduces different challenges. You know, they're talking about clubs merging and all sorts of things, and we're talking about how do we grow facilities, how do we create new ovals, and where do we cater for all the numbers that we've got coming in certain pockets. So constant conversation that we're having with council and the AFL Victoria and others, and all the great work that the clubs do in advocating for their own facilities, I think has been really good, and it's good to see some of those funds starting to trickle through.
And is it on the AFL Bowen's Commission scenario around, like a tiered stadium sort of scenario, a regional hub for the area where, you know, finals could be played, not just at GFNL level, but other levels as well?
Absolutely. Yeah absolutely. It makes sense. And so obviously we're talking to the Cats about that because they've got needs for Falcons and VFL and AFLW potentially as well. So there's a real need for that. Now, where that gets built is probably a different question, but I don't think there's any doubt that there's another stadium needed, which maybe it's got a 10,000 seat capacity or something along those lines.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. Well done on getting that sorted out. And I'm sure that most supporters, I know Kinney's very happy because we're going to be able to broadcast from the EJ Witten Memorial box. He loves doing that rather than sitting in his van when it's 8.2 degrees. So, we're all looking forward to it. It should be great. And well done. Congratulations to you and also the Stadium Trust and the Footy Club for sorting that out. And we look forward as we head towards the finals.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting, and it's close too. So who's going to get there is still very
that's
much
exactly
up for grabs,
right,
which is fantastic. And maybe that just gives a bit more incentive for clubs to want to get out there on the day.
Well and truly. Well, congratulations and good luck for the rest of the season, and we'll see you in finals. Thanks, Ash.
Thanks,
Ash West, the Deputy Chair of AFL Bowen there.
K-Rock Football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.